At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard. We're live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. We have a big show lined up over the next 3 hours today. Of course, Sweet 16 games, we have opening day Major League Baseball, we have Matt Vasgersian on the program, Nick Bogdanovich, he's the man who invented the phrase, you need a bottle of whiskey and a revolver to bet baseball, okay? Mike Palm in studio later on, and Bruce, anybody hotter betting college basketball than Bruce Marshall?
No.
And how about this? We have 8 games today and tomorrow. He has an opinion on 6 of them. Heat check time?
Yep. Could be. Can't wait to talk to him. This is fun here. The pomp and the circumstance. They got the bunting out. Greg Maddux will be here again throwing out the first pitch. And, of course, it seems everyone who's in charge of the schedule, no matter the sport, right? We don't have a game till noon Pacific.
Well, but I mean, and then how many games? Because you're playing games on March 28th.
Yeah.
And you're going to be playing in some cold weather cities. Oh, hey, would you imagine this? Games postponed, canceled yet again. Happens every single year. So, anyway, you have that coming up a little bit later on. We'll give you some teams that we're high on, maybe some disappointing teams, a couple of awards possibly that we like in about 30 minutes in Major League Baseball. As for tonight, Paulie, now the way that they did this for TV, the two sexier matchups are the late games. And when we say late, I mean the game that's going to be played in Boston, the second one, Illinois and Iowa State. Any guesses at what time that's going to start tonight?
How about that? You probably get a 10:15 local tip.
Approximately.
Yeah, and the same thing will occur tomorrow with the Creighton-Tennessee game. Yeah, so it's just crazy with the schedule. I've come around here, and I'm on Iowa State.
Do tell.
Yep. So this is great because it's only the 10th time since 2012 that the number one offense is playing the number one defense with Ken Palm's rankings.
Only the 10th time.
Yeah. First time since December of 2022. The offense is 4-5, so not much there. But I just think the way Iowa State has been shooting the ball in this tournament and how good they've been from three, and is more so with the North Carolina-Bama breakdown too coming up, I know they can get stops, and I know Illinois is dangerous, and you have to respect Shannon and what they've done so far, although I will point out it was Morehead State and Duquesne in the two wins. I think you have to trust the team that's number one in defense and that they're going to make enough shots against a team that doesn't play defense, and Iowa State's going to come out here and get the win.
It's kind of the side that I've been thinking about the entire week. Have yet to play it, however, and Iowa State is pretty much 1.5. They're at that number at DraftKings, and they're 1.5 pretty much across the board with a total of 146.5. As we said right away on Monday then, if you like Iowa State, Paul, do you not kind of like the under in the game, thinking that the defense is going to win out here? Or can they win this game? Can they cover this game, playing an Illinois style of play here, assuming that for a second, and winning like an 80-75 game?
Yeah. So they average 75 a game, and they've been terrific from three and shooting the ball all tournament. But that goes back to what's the tempo going to look like. I mean, I don't know. I mean, because you know what Illinois wants to do, but will Iowa State just grind it out and dictate tempo as well? That's tough. Although the one thing that would scare me is if it's close, and look at the point spread, right? This is the worst free throw shooting team in the tournament, Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
Houston's right behind them. Well, look what happened against A&M. Oh. I mean, certainly what happened down the stretch. They couldn't put them away and continue to miss free throw after free throw.
I will say, it's not like Illinois is uber fast. It's not like they're a top 10 tempo team in the country. Yeah. They are 71st.
It's just Shannon, though.
And it's right. Shannon, and it's because...
Getting the big guy in transition if he wants to run.
That, and a lot of times, and I I'm guilty of this, after watching Illinois play, because we were betting, you know, talking about this on the air a lot down the stretch with their overs. By the way, I have some good numbers on that coming up in a second here, with their overs
with
the stretch.
Yeah.
But when you're watching their games, when you have a bet on them, your mind is telling you that Illinois is playing super fast. It's because they can be so efficient on offense, and the defense is just not that great. And then when you look at the numbers, you're like, oh, wait, they're only 71st in tempo in the country. Maybe they aren't as fast as some of these other teams that we think they are. But some of the numbers that you have overall on Illinois. Now, this is something down the stretch. 14-2 over their last 16 games. 18-3 over their last 21, and 22-4 over their last 20. That's pretty much the whole season.
Yep.
So they have been right there at the top, along with teams like Alabama, still remaining as the best teams to go over the entire year. Overall, Iowa State plays at pace 205th in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So they do. Not only do they have the number one defense in the entire land, they also, I mean, there are 360-plus Division I teams. They're not. That's not fast at all.
These are two good programs. I was shocked, and I Illinois hasn't made the Elite Eight since 05, and Iowa State hasn't done it since 2000, and that was the Eustace game, right?
Okay, yeah.
When he lost one of the worst beats of all time.
That Marcus Fizer, Jamal Tinsley.
Should have won the game. And then
they had Michigan State buried.
The game was in Detroit, I believe.
Yeah, it was.
Palace Hills, Auburn Hills Palace. And he got teed up and kicked out. And then Michigan State made all the free throws to cover.
Well,
tossed. It was a vicious beat.
I know. I remember that he had some problems, obviously, away from the gym. That dude was an amazing basketball coach.
Absolutely. No doubt.
It's unfortunate what happened there.
Okay, so I go back to the competition. What they've done, and it's impressive. Both teams won 9 of their last 10. But as I mentioned, it was Morehead State and Duquesne. And Morehead State got what they wanted in that first half.
Oh, for the first,
I'm thinking,
30 minutes.
I was betting Morehead State in play. I'm like, because that's when Underwood came out and said, you know, how about a little effort, guys? I mean, we're not doing anything defensively. But what if Shannon has an off game? Then I really think they're up against it because he makes the whole thing go. His prop here at Circus, 21.5 points. And I love how Lipsy's playing too and how he's played all tournament for Iowa State as well. So great game. And I know what's happened last year with Iowa State and how they went out and only scored 40 points in the loss against Pitt. Underwood never made it to the second weekend here. Great opportunity here and a good program is going to finally make it and end this drought and get to the Elite Eight.
I would think that Otzelberger here is going to be like, that stank is still around from last year.
Yes.
Guys, come on. And, not that they need extra motivation, but that'll be the late game. The other late game tonight is in Los Angeles, North Carolina. I haven't heard too many people make the case for Alabama in this spot. Carolina taking money up to 4.5. Total is 173.5. And, again, what you see is what you get with Alabama. That was, I thought, a blip on the radar. Their last game against Grand Canyon. People want to say, oh, look at this. They play defense. They really don't. They're 101st overall in the country. They have the fourth best offense. They're the eighth fastest team. Here's the thing about North Carolina. They're number six in the country on defense, and they play at the 41st fastest tempo in the entire country, too. So this game should be up and down. It depends on how many stops are we going to be talking about here with the Tar Heels. Total is 173.5.
Yes. Right. Doesn't this make sense? Give me the team that's the better team on paper. They have a great fan base that travels. They have size and bigs down low, and they defend unlike the opponent.
Right.
But again, I think the power rating's out of whack here with North Carolina. And then how do you go against Hubert Davis in the tournament as he started 8-0 here and cashed 8 in a row? I also talked to the guys here at Circa. They said it's nothing but Alabama money line all week, what people have been betting. But I'm concerned with what happened down the stretch. I mean, you go to Kentucky and get blitzed and give up 117. You lose at home to Tennessee. You get buried at Florida and give up 105. You lose in the SEC tournament. Florida also beats you and scores 102.
Uh-huh.
And then Grand Canyon should have beat you. And Grand Canyon wasn't even running anything.
No, they were not. They were that was right. Hero ball the entire time.
And they
time.
Couldn't make a three.
It was a real. So, they couldn't make a three. They couldn't make their free throws.
Yeah.
Grand Canyon was the better side in that game.
Right. But that we have an answer to the question. What if Alabama's not knocking down threes? What does it look like? It was ugly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Sears bailed them out. Loved the mom, what she was doing. But it goes back to Carolina has a top 10 defense. So
yep.
to me, everything points to North Carolina in this game.
I'm a little freaked out, though, because that's what everybody thinks.
Well, they've been great so far in the tournament. And other than that slow start against Michigan State, they're going to score. Alabama doesn't defend.
No, they have a really good offense.
North Carolina defense,
they got
right?
guys who can shoot, yeah,
but
for sure.
go back to last month, though. Carolina's been awesome, and Alabama's been up and down.
Yep. The two early games. Now, we're going to play you a soundbite from Dan Hurley coming up in a second. Head coach, UConn. This is why, I mean, when it comes to overall betting, you got to love having a coach like this in your corner. And now this opened up, nine and a half, up to 11 now against San Diego State. They've been taking money all week long. It's a rematch of last year's national title game where UConn, that was closer. I mean, San Diego State could not do anything really on offense in that game, but it was a closer game, and then UConn pulled away late. But this is the round one game. The number one team in the country, UConn, had Stetson down by 30-plus points, and Dan Hurley at halftime was unhappy.
Everything should be automatic this time of year, and just, defensively, it's human nature, I guess, but just to throttle down like that late, that's not championship level.
Well, what will be the sticking point in the locker room when you have a lead like this?
In this tournament, if you don't keep everything at the absolute highest level, like automatic, every possession, things go bad for you in this tournament. So, we got to grow up a little bit. The last couple of minutes I didn't like.
Dan Hurley, CBS at half. We got to grow up. Didn't like it. Last couple of minutes, up by 30, more than 30 points.
Sure, yeah.
But you got to like that when you're betting on a team.
Great coach, no doubt. Yes, right. And it's how do you go against this team? And they've covered 8 in a row in the tournament as well. And now the field, you can bet the no minus 290. UConn against the field. But this is just, again, I respect the program, but it has been a fortunate draw year in, year out for San Diego State. When they look and only all these Sweet 16 trips, only one time to get there did they face a team that was seeded under 10, and that was Temple when they were a 7. So,
well, they're going to get their flowers if they win this game tonight.
Yeah, but he complained about it. It's a horrible spot. You're the late game on Sunday night.
But yeah.
And then you got to, and Dutcher said it's worth the 2 nights sleeping in your own bed. But now you got to travel all the way to Boston and you're the early game too. It's more of a killer for San Diego State than UConn. It'll be all UConn fans.
We just saw that, by the way, in the NIT.
That's right.
UNLV went East Coast, back home to play a game, back East Coast, and they were buried last night as a result. Up next, we'll discuss Sweet 16 historical numbers and dive into coaches' ATS records at this point in the tournament. And for their careers, some of these numbers really, really stand out.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Only 2 days left to sign up for the VSiN Pro annual subscription. Get your first year only $199 instead of the typical price of $240. Use code FTM. FTM the code. Every pick, every host, every guest, the betting splits, the betting systems, the tippo videos. It expires tomorrow. Sign up today. Code FTM. VSiN.com/subscribe. What do you think the atmosphere will be like for the first game here in Los Angeles at 4:10 with Arizona and Clemson?
Because it's the Arizona fan base, I think it's going to be pretty good. Now, unless it's going to take 3 hours to get to the game today and they don't prepare accordingly.
Could be, yes.
Right?
I hope you got a hotel room right by Crypto.
Remember, don't laugh, because the Warriors played a game, I think it was a Friday night at like 5 o'clock last year. Now, that's San Francisco compared to L.A. San Francisco might be worse.
Yep, right.
With the traffic. Remember that place? It was completely empty.
That's right.
So, but I think Arizona fans, I mean, I think they're probably going to be so psyched up for the game. And they'll take over that arena. That's going to be like a home court edge for Arizona big time tonight.
Fingers crossed. Arizona, North Carolina to go to the Final Four would be great.
Yeah.
And this one's tough to me because it's like what Clemson team is going to show up. And the team that struggled down the stretch and got housed in the ACC tournament by BC, or the team that's been so good in the first two rounds. KenPom only has them ranked 23rd in his numbers. So, but then again, how do you go against the ACC after what they've done so far in this tournament? And he loves Arizona. I mean, they're top 10 in offensive and defensive efficiency.
Yeah, they are.
And we'll see if laying 7.5 here in the first game.
I think, I looked last night. I think the number is either 7 or 8 teams right now remaining out of the 16 fit that KenPom criteria of being top 20, both offense and defense, to win a national title. That's a ton. Put it this way, that's way more than last year. I think the number was only a couple, because we had so many upsets last year, that it was not. It was certainly not 7 or 8 teams remaining at this point.
Yeah.
Also,
now, Arizona gets up and they're top 10 in tempo, but how about the total? But 152.5, I thought was high. And of course we know we'll get to it coming up with the Alabama total. They're responsible for the three highest totals in the tournament going back to 1995.
Yeah. So favorites, again, get all these nuggets here at vsin.com, courtesy of Steve Mackinnon. Favorites of 5 or more since 2017 are 13-9 straight up. Danger zone there to play Moneyline parlays, but also they're only 7-15 ATS. That's 32%, and you have Arizona laying more than 5. You have UConn, you have Purdue, and you have Marquette. You have 4 games this weekend where teams are involved with that number. Favorites of 8 or more are 26-8-3 under, 76.5%, allowing 63 points per game. As of now, that's UConn, San Diego State. Arizona was trending towards 8 earlier in the week, still holding tight at 7.5. And then you have the 1 and 2 seeds, and we have all of them remaining. They're 35-12 straight up, 28-18-1 ATS, 61% last 9 seasons. And this is usually when the double-digit seeds go bye-bye. However, they are 15-7-1 ATS, 68% since 2011. Bruce Marshall is going to have an opinion on that Marquette-NC State game a little bit later on in the program today.
Well, this is the round last year when all hell broke loose. I mean, you started the day, San Diego State beat Alabama.
Yeah.
And then Miami took out Houston, no problem. But we come in here now, we're favorites of 115 of the last 16 games. So when are dogs going to start winning games after the dogs were barking early in the tournament?
Mm-hmm. How much stock are you going to put into this? Some numbers that you have here with coaches. Sweet 16 or later, Matt Painter, 1-6 ATS.
Yep. That's big.
5.5 point favorites against Gonzaga.
Mm-hmm. But Mark Few, dog of 5.5 or more, 0-6 straight up.
0-6 straight up?
Yeah.
Hmm. Have you bet that game yet?
Tough one. I am taking Purdue and for a couple of reasons. Number one, one of the few times I'll say this, I hope to lose because then it's the early game and my Tennessee ticket's worth more money. Now, Nick Bogdanovich has come and he made Purdue 2.5 against Tennessee. That's the matchup to go to the Final Four, but certainly I'd rather face Gonzaga if I can get a Tennessee win there too. But
have you considered betting any Purdue to win the region?
I did that as well.
You did? Okay.
Yes, that made sense. Plus 130, I believe it was the price. So you have that right with the coach's angle. I mentioned the Hubert Davis. 8-0 ATS all-time in the tournament. Hurley, 11-3 ATS, covered 8 in a row. The Hubert Davis stuff, the best start since Gary Williams started 8-0 and Andy Enfield 10-0.
Andy Enfield with Gulf Coast.
Gulf Coast, and then in the USC.
That's where it all started and they carried over to USC.
So you, all the talk has been about, you know, what the factors that you have to be a champion. How about the doomsday scenario? The throw these teams out. Since seeding began in 1979, every champion has made it to the conference tournament semis, and no champ has lost their first game of their conference tournament. So that eliminates Duke, Tennessee, Creighton, Clemson, and Alabama. Based on that, goes back to 79. Out.
Okay,
get them out.
So then pencil Purdue into the Final Four, basically.
That's right.
Do not rely on Duke. How far is NC State going to make a run?
Yeah.
Are we going to get NC State Houston to go to the Final Four?
And the Duke thing is amazing but true. Biggest dog in the tournament since 1994. And they've lost 6 in a row as the higher seed, and they're 1-5 ATS.
I think this is a fascinating game.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is maybe the marquee game of the entire weekend. And I've heard plenty of people make a case for both sides, actually.
Yeah.
And that's when I think you know that you have a pretty good game on your hands.
Mm-hmm. Now, number one, I don't know, but will it be all Houston fans?
No, it will not.
I know Duke travels.
It will not be.
Okay.
Duke will show up in droves, yes.
And it's the officiating. Just like this Purdue-Gonzaga game. You know, what are they allowing Edie to get away with?
Right.
Are they calling everything on Gonzaga? And do they let Houston play? Because Houston, number one, is physical. They want to be physical, and they don't have depth. And that's, again, you seem to watch every Duke game, and it's, star player in foul trouble.
Well,
here we go.
Can we get that prop? And that is, at what point where will Duke be shooting the bonus in the first half? Can we get that at, like, the 8-minute mark? I mean, 8 minutes gone, so 12-minute mark in the game?
Yep.
By the way, so books are putting up so many good props. There's now a prop that you can bet in every single game. Will the two teams combine for 16 points in the first 4 minutes? So by the time that it hits 15:59 on the clock, will, for example, North Carolina and Alabama have a combined 16 points?
Have you seen the MGM? Will both teams score in the first minute?
I haven't seen that.
Prices?
I haven't seen that one yet. No.
So I would take that in the Carolina game, but I would bet the no in the Iowa State game.
In the Iowa State-Illinois
game. You're going to get two possessions in the Iowa State game. Who knows how many you get in the Carolina game?
I think what happens if you're probably going to get a nice price on the yes for the Illinois-Iowa State game. Let's say Illinois wins the tip. They come down, they score in 10 seconds, and then Iowa State has one.
Who knows?
Right?
It's a whole new market. How do you price it? It was like the first game of the tournament. It was plus 380. Would both teams score in the first minute? Both teams knock down a three.
You're going to get, if you want to look at the value, right, you're going to get a nice plus price on the teams that have good defenses. And teams that either a combination of that and the team that has a bad offense.
Yep.
But I mean, it's minus 115, by the way, in that Carolina-Alabama game for the teams to combine for 16 points in the first 4 minutes.
Yeah. I don't want the no. And this could be Florida, Colorado, A&M, Nebraska all over again.
I've seen it happen all year long with Alabama.
Yep.
I think last week, again, if any team could have any game over in the tournament, it might be Grand Canyon because of how many shots they missed at the free throw line and from three.
Yeah.
Alabama was not great in that game. They happened to pull away late, so it looked comfy. It was not. They were trailing late in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So
here's what I was talking about earlier. The total in the Alabama-North Carolina game is 173. You go back in the tournament since 1995, and thanks to the great Evan Abrams, they're responsible for the three highest, every game. All three Alabama tournament games, highest totals in the tournament since 95.
Game one flew over.
Yep.
Game two had no chance.
And they still were putting up like 160, 150-ish in play. When you got off to that slow start.
Well, that's the algorithm's not going to adjust that much, you know?
That was a great call. That was outrageous. It's like, they're not even going to come close to this. If you were watching the game and how it was played, you had the Charleston game flew over, 172.5. Grand Canyon was 173, and this is 173, 173.5. Coming up here.
I wonder what some of those Loyola games were for totals back in the early 90s.
Oh, great question. My God. Well, they beat Michigan the 1 year, the defending champs. Didn't they score 150, 160 points?
Yeah, yeah. It was like 149 to whatever.
Yeah.
And then the UNLV game, they got routed, but both teams, I think, scored over 100 in that game.
They would allow layups on purpose, so they would get
they
people
want the ball back,
in their style. Yeah.
Yeah. They would, I wonder, like, honestly, were those totals, 190s, 180s. I mean, what, how high? I mean, because you're not, you can't go too low on something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they were playing, and they had just awesome offensive players at that college level. All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. You have all four of those games going on tonight in the Sweet 16. For more info, more content, great analysis, go to VSiN.com. And we have opening day today in Major League Baseball. We'll go over, you know, some of the matchups that we have today and some also maybe under the radar teams that we like. Kick around some futures here and maybe even an award or two next on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
So many bottles to choose from. Easy to find your favorites, all at the lowest prices for over 30 years. Find what you love. Love what you find. Total Wine and More. Great customer service. Huge selection. Love it there. How easy is it to get a gift card? They have it. Piece of cake. You don't have to bother and get some. Just get the gift card in and out. Bank job. Drink responsibly. B21. We love Total Wine.
Mm-hmm. Big fans. So on top of the Sweet 16 games tonight, Paulie, we also have opening day in Major League Baseball. Two games have been postponed already. Knew about that last night. But we do have, obviously, with this being the first day of the year, the pitching matchups are really, really, really good. And we'll tie in some of the matchups today to kind of like a season-long outlook that we have and bets that we think might be worth some time. The Giants play the Padres in San Diego. This is Logan Webb against Yu Darvish. With the addition of Blake Snell, the Giants staff now, and somehow like this, it's baseball, so it's like it gets lost between the NFL offseason and March Madness right now for the opening day. It's unfortunate, but with Snell now, you're talking about Webb, Snell. I'm super high on Kyle Harrison, who's a really good prospect. Don't look now, but they're going to convert Jordan Hicks, former Cardinals reliever, into a starter. He had 10 strikeouts against the A's. I get it. It was like a double-A team almost the other night, but he's been striking out a ton of batters this year. Alex Cobb in the rotation. Robbie Ray can come back at some point. I know a lot of people don't really like Robbie Ray overall. I get it. He did win the Cy Young a couple years ago. But if they can get anything from this offense, and they added Soler in the offseason, they added Matt Chapman, I think the Giants are going to be a tough team to beat this year.
Yes. And the big acquisition, getting Melvin as well. I love that.
Yeah, so do I.
But this is, are they better than Arizona? Maybe. That would be a big question, though, what – when you're talking about a playoff possibility and can they get in. But I like them. I think they should be able to play better than 500 ball.
Yeah, for those of you who like betting win totals, the Giants to go over their win total, I think, is a good bet.
Because who else? I mean, someone's got to get these wins and someone's making a play because I think the Central's up for grabs, but you're not going to get – how many playoff teams are coming out of the Central?
That's going to be one.
Brewers are going to be down, right? Now, most ESPN.com, 16 of the 26 people who voted went with the Cubbies. But to me, that's you make a case for the Reds. And certainly the Cardinals have a great organization. But I'm with you there as Milwaukee takes a big step back. But Padres also going to have a good team.
Padres
sitting there at 83, 84 for a win total.
Yep.
I think they could surprise some people. So I love what the Giants did. Adding Snell was huge. And the Diamondbacks, who I like today, it's Gallen at home. No brainer. But that's a good division. Tough one.
So, have you done anything with the Yankees win total?
Oh, yes. Like everyone, I bet it under. I bet under 92.
Yeah, that was 93.5 on the way down. I think it's at 91 now at some spots.
92 right now at Will Hill and Caesars.
And that's still available.
Still available.
Yeah, so Cole's going to be out for a little while. Their staff without him, I don't trust Nestor Cortez as far as you can throw him.
Yeah, right.
So, Rodon, I think I trust less than Cortez. Stroman, I think, could have a good year. And then it's Clark Schmidt and Louis Gill.
Well, then also, it's like what Cashman said. It's like he's taking shots at his own guys, but Stanton's always hurt, and Judge is going to have an injury.
Yeah. Again, another prop that I'd like to see. At what point in April will Stanton go on the IL?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're burning money if you bet him in any I would not bet Stanton over home runs. I would not bet him. Like, look, it's sexy when he comes out and he blasts two home runs in a game that go 450 feet. You're like, maybe I should grab him. Don't do it. He gets hurt every single year. And trust me, I've fallen for that trap in the past where it's like, okay, this might be the year where Stanton hits 50 again. Nope. Nope. Rather, he misses 50 games or more in the season. They get the Astros today, and that team is, I don't know about overall with their staff leading into the season. At some point, it's going to be okay. They have to rely on a bunch of young guys again. But the lineup is going to be nasty, and I think the bullpen now with the addition of Hader, it's going to be like a six-inning game.
Well, I'm not worried about them at all. They'll be fine. I'm the same way with Texas. Well, you know, DeGrom and Scherzer are out, but that's so what? I mean, they didn't need those guys last year and won the World Series.
No, so Montgomery.
Yeah, so it's just next guy up for
well, their
for
lineup
Texas,
is going to be.
But I saw they're really going to win 89 games, though, in that division? That's a big
ask. I think the Mariners are going to be really good.
I know. I'm with you. But going back to the Yankees, it's a recipe for disaster. You have a bad manager. You're not spending like the old man, and you're not going crazy with the payroll. You got your talented players are always hurt. You're dealing with injuries already. You could get even worse news on Cole. Injuries with the bullpen. So if one thing also happens with the rotation, you're really up against it. Oh, by the way, you're in a tough division.
Yeah, true.
Now, I don't know if we're getting carried away. I love them. But out of the 26 people on ESPN.com, 22 picked the Orioles to win the East.
It's a big number.
Yeah.
Last year was the year to be betting on the Orioles. I think, well, I mean, it's tough not to love them, but I'm not going to be surprised if a team like Tampa Bay pulls it off again this year. Popular.
I disagree. I think they take a step back. I respect the hell out of them. But
yeah,
I think
their offense could be really, really good.
Okay. I think this is the year they finally, you know, they've come down.
Here's the bet that I made yesterday. Now, this is, it's a tricky one. Trust me on this. But I made the drive to Arizona yesterday to make a couple of bets. This was one of them. You can bet on every single team to score one plus run in every game before the All-Star break. I did that with Baltimore. I bet them at 37-1. Because the offense is completely deep. There's not a hole in this lineup. Now, for what it's worth, I don't want to get completely carried away with spring training. They absolutely mashed the ball in the spring. I actually think it's more likely this team gets shut out in the month of April than it is of me cashing this ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can get into May, and like maybe middle of May, then I have something fun to, you know, a ticket that I have every single day to root for. And like I looked, the Braves and the Dodgers were around 10 or 12 to 1 for the same bet. I'm like, well, I think the Orioles offense can be just as good as those two teams in terms of year long averaging the same amount of runs per game. And I look last year, like the Braves and Dodgers were each shut out twice by like the middle of May. So it's like it can happen to anybody, and it's very difficult. I think the 2000 Reds are the last team in Major League Baseball to go a full year start to finish without getting shut out. Now, we've had teams carry over from one year to the next where it's been more than 162 games, but even the elite offenses in the past, you shut them out probably once, twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
But this team is so good on paper that Jackson Holliday's not even going to start the year with the team.
Yeah, I don't like that still. But I had futures on him last year, and I got futures on him again this year, and I love the acquisition of Burns.
Yeah.
The other things we bet, their schedule, so easy to start. So first to 10, last team to lose. Most wins in March and April. I did everything with the Orioles.
Yeah, me too.
They open up with the Angels. And then they have the Kansas City coming in. Then they play Pittsburgh, Boston, Milwaukee. Twins again. Twins cut payroll. Kansas City, Angels again. Oakland A's. And then two against the Yankees. That's their schedule.
I know.
To start.
Trust me, one of my I wish more books other than DraftKings, because we can't bet there, would offer first to 10 wins. That'd be my favorite bet to begin the year. Orioles first to 10 because of the schedule. And I bet them for most wins March and April here at Circa. You can find that almost everywhere, right?
Yep.
Most wins by the end of April because of the schedule. I bet them at 6-1. I added this team today. Now, I bet the Guardians last week for the last team to lose a game because they start with four against the A's. But also, Chris Felica sent me a note. How about 50-1 best record in April? Seven with Oakland, seven with the Red Sox, three with the White Sox. I bet them today at 45-1 for the most wins by the end of April.
What are the White Sox doing?
Oh, they're
the
atrocious.
The win total 60? Wow, they're going to be bad. And again, back to ESPN, 16 of them picked the Twins, but four different teams were selected other than the White Sox to win that division. So still people were making the case for Detroit and Kansas City. That could be a wide-open division.
I also bet, I talked about this yesterday on the show, one of the bets I made yesterday when I made the drive was Victor Scott over 28.5 stolen bases. Like, this is going to go. It's going one of two ways here, folks. If Victor Scott, who is going to be in the opening day lineup today for the Cardinals, if he plays, if he stays up the entire year, he's stealing 60 bases. If he stays healthy and plays with the team, like, it's one or the other. He's either going to steal like 60, 70 bases and be in the mix to have the most at the end of the year, or something else happens where he might get sent down at some point and he doesn't stick with the team and he's going to steal like 12 bases on the year. It's one or the other.
Mm-hmm. Also, A-plus to the bookmakers. I've never seen the creative props.
Oh, it's bonkers.
Between
too.
MGM, DraftKings, and also Will Hill and Caesars. Think about some of the stuff they have up. Catcher with most runners caught stealing. Most assists as an outfielder. Division with most playoff teams. Longest winning streak. Most holds for a reliever.
That is an awesome market.
These are great.
And I don't have a bet in it.
This stuff, yeah.
But that's incredible.
Yeah. Division finish exactas. All of that.
Have you bet any awards
just
yet?
That, no. Strider, Cy Young. Chalky, I don't care. The fact that this guy was one of the best pitchers in baseball, now he's added the curveball to his arsenal?
His numbers in spring.
I took the Ford.
He was Randy Johnson in spring training.
Yeah. I had to take him.
Nobody could touch him.
Mm-hmm.
You bet 4-1?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good number. I'll explain why coming up. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And Paulie's also going to recap last night's betting action and win and lose. That's next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Paulie Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Remember we used to dance? We need those videos back.
Oh, yeah.
We got remember the big guy and then the gal with the dancing and the kid that would take his shirt off at the Marlins game? Everything won last night. Good night for the bettors. Charlotte Moneyline, plus 375. The Cavs, what? Suns, plus 180. They did it again. You knew they would respond. It helped no Murray. They won again in Denver last night. Denver couldn't make a three. But that's a huge win for the Suns, and I agree with Tim Bontemps, ESPN, coming off the worst loss of the season for anyone in the NBA, getting beat by the Spurs without Wemby. Your Rockets did it again. Huh? They went into OKC and won in overtime in a great game.
Yeah, but I did not get any help from the Warriors.
I know, you're right there, though.
I can't believe Golden State won both these games. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, plus 165, Houston money line. Still 3-1 to make the play-in. They're right there. Hawks Blazers over 214 up to 220, winner. Sixers Clippers under 219 down to 214. Clippers get a big win, controversy. Paul George fouled Oubre. They didn't call it. They admitted they blew the call after the game, and Oubre was livid, walking up to every official and calling him the B word. Okay, Lakers Grizzlies over. 217.5 up to 225. Like the Lakers, it was too low. And LeBron played, AD didn't, but they got whatever they wanted offensively. and got the big win. T-Wolves from 13 up to 16.5. They covered. And Seton Hall from 3.5 up to 6. Some places went to 6.5. UNLV had to go to Princeton, come back home, play BC, had to go back on the East Coast, and Seton Hall got them good.
I'll give you a game. I should have been strong. I brought it up on the air. I said I need to lay alternate numbers with the Knicks.
Oh,
I never had
call.
It in pocket.
They could have scored 160.
I should have reiterated
to.
That game yesterday and been much stronger on it. They were going to that had blowout written all over, and it played out that way.
I think they had 145 points still with 5 minutes left in the game.
Wow.
Yeah. And how were the Jazz favored?
Yeah.
Against the Spurs.
Yeah.
I don't care where the game is. The Jazz can't be favored against anybody. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these tweets and videos. Yeah, this is funny. Where we talk about this stuff and about, first of all, this is the backyard where they go back and the corgi. The corgi gets on the pony and goes for a ride all the time. They're baffled by it. But the corgi always jumps over to the neighbor's place and he jumps on the pony. Give me a ride, huh?
So the owner of the corgi had no idea why the dog would disappear every single night.
Yeah, right.
And then
going to the neighbors.
And here's a stinger operation.
Yeah.
They're like, wait a second. He gets up on the horse, the neighbor's pony, and goes for a ride?
They're so smart, these dogs. You know, you never know. That's awesome.
How'd he get up there?
Yeah.
The pony get down on the ground?
I don't know.
Hop up,
yeah,
buddy?
Little fellow can get up there, right? This is awesome. The dog does this every day. So smart, waiting for the ice cream truck. And we don't have the volume, but obviously you know the sound that the ice cream truck makes. And then the dog starts barking. There he is, right? Hi, yeah. So he sees him and he hears him and he gets down all excited, right? After he barks, because they know what, because he gets his treat, right? He hooks him up. Every day he comes in. A little cone for me, yeah? Just a little bit, a little ice cream, little snack for
little
me.
Taste.
Little cone, right? You come up, there you go, buddy. There you go, little snack. Give me that, right? A little paw extended, a little shake. Right? Look at the tail. All right? Pet me, and then I get the snack as well. Comes up and he barks.
Yeah.
Daily routine. Give me that thing.
There you go, bud.
That is awesome. How about a panda video? You got to love them. They go through life like they have a six-pack in them all the time. Oh, red panda. My fault.
Yeah,
oh,
red panda. Yeah.
And the frog. Or he's baffled by this. But
the panda can't get enough of it.
I know. Black and white alike. Let's all get along, right? Doesn't matter.
Like,
sure.
Can't. Are you? Where are you going?
I know he doesn't know.
I want to touch you, but hold on.
Uh-huh. Yeah. My fault. Red panda. Excellent. And going back to, you never know, like, what stuff is worth, especially memorabilia. I was shocked with the Luke Skywalker action figure, $40,000. The translucent bowling ball from Kingpin. Hello, Bobby Farrelly. We miss you. Come to town. Sold at Heritage Auction for $350,000. It was donated by Woody Harrelson and Randy Quaid at the opening of Planet Hollywood in 1996.
It went for that much money?
Yeah, $350,000 for the bowling ball.
That movie is...
Humans loves it.
96. It's one of the most underrated comedies ever made.
Yep.
No exaggeration. Still today, the best line, though, is when they're sitting down in the diner and Bill Murray looks over at the two girls and he goes, "Hi." And the first girl looks back, goes, "Oh, hi." And he says, no, not you. Hi. Talking to the other girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time it's brilliant.
Yep. I don't know how, to have dinner with that guy and how Bobby Farrelly did Dumb and Dumber, Something About Mary, Kingpin. I mean, the list goes on and on. Like, how do you write that?
And
how
that
do you
was
do some of the dialogue in it?
That was probably in like a 4 or 5 year stretch.
Yeah. I think most annoying, I think that was ad-libbed. But some of the stuff, when you're working with the Farrelly brothers and Jim Carrey, forget about it. Just film the whole time. So many bottles to choose from. Easy to find your favorites. Lowest prices over 30 years. Find what you love. Love what you find. Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. Be 21. There it is. Win, lose.
Here's why I like your Strider bet. You found 4-1. I did not see that number. I'll look around today. Again, last year, I was heavy on Shohei to win the Cy Young. So he was 14-1. And it appeared as if Gerrit Cole was going to be on track to have an amazing season last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I added him, and I bet the same exact amount on Cole that I bet on Ohtani at 4-1. And that was probably mid-April, or at least a couple of weeks into April. And Cole kind of cruised to the Cy Young Award. Like, he turned into the eventual favorite, the odds on, and nobody had a chance really to catch him. I think the National League, you got a ton of guys here who are awesome. And if it all comes together for them, could have a year where they... But if this guy's A game shows up, who's better than him? Who can match his numbers?
Scary. Well, you add a pitch to your arsenal. Come on.
Yeah. And a strikeout rate was...
Yes, right.
You could not catch the guy in terms of Ks. With that offense, you figure he's going to have a ton of wins, what he led last year in wins. And if, you know, he blew up like three or four times. That's why he did not win the Cy Young last year.
Yeah. Well, it's also what Jensen Lewis said about just also bet the K-prop over. How filthy he's going to be. I mean, that's not fair that you add that to your arsenal.
Yeah, he was making the case yesterday to bet him to, like, have, you know, 10, 11, 12 strikeouts right away in the season. Pitching going to be ahead of the offenses right away. Another point that he threw in yesterday. I took a couple. Now, these numbers are gone, and these are not big bets. Like the Ohtani and the Garrett Cole, those are $1,000 bets that we're talking about.
Did you find it was a tough time? Not a lot stuck out to me. Like, I didn't have a strong opinion on a lot of teams.
No, I don't
like
have.
I bet the Yankees under every year, but this is, especially this year, I love it. But
and this year with awards, too, I don't really have that many bets. I'm going to let it play out here for a little while. But I took a little McKenzie and Bibby for the Guardians. Because of what happened in the American League, Cole out, Cease to the National League. I think the AL could be kind of wide open in that. And those are not big bets. Those are pizza money bets. I happen to find some pretty decent numbers on those two guys a couple of weeks back. But I'll probably get more serious on that and some of the other stuff into the season. I also looked for Trey Turner last night to win the MVP. Best number I could find was 22-1. Did not bet it.
That's not bad.
No, it's still bettable, but I haven't plunked it down yet.
Mm-hmm.
I could today, you know, whatever, but I'll give you one team. And that's unfortunate that they have so many injuries so far. But the Marlins, even with no Sandy Alcantara for the year, if their staff stayed healthy, but you have now Yuri Perez, Braxton Garrett, and Cabrera to start the year on the IL, which stinks because I actually do believe, I think A.J. Puck can have a good year as a starter. They're going to make him they're going to put him in the rotation now and not in the bullpen. And I was looking to play Marlins games under this year and for this team to be like really sneaky good. But now you have three guys on the IL to begin the year, and that kind of changes my whole thing. And Lizardo's going to be the opening day guy today, and Lizardo was awesome last year. So if they could just, but that's a big if now at this point.
What do you think of the Mets?
I got
500, Nama, yeah.
I actually,
you get Martinez, Quintana's throwing your opening day starter.
If the Marlins could get healthy, they're better than the Mets in my opinion.
Okay, yeah.
Another one too. The Mariners could be really, really good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Their pitching is potentially lethal when you can go Castillo.
How about Kirby Cy Young?
Yes, possible. Kirby, Gilbert, Miller, and once Brian Wu and Matt Brash come back off the IL, if you can go Brash into Munoz, the back end of that rotation and a 3-2 lead, all I can say is good luck to the opposing teams. Like, that's as good of a 1-2 basically that any team's going to have at the back end of a bullpen. So they're pitching. If they can get enough, and I know a lot of people are betting Julio Rodriguez to win the MVP, I'm not going to do that. The number's too short, but if they get enough runs here, I think the pitching can be awesome all year long as long as they stay healthy.
You do not have futures on the Orioles?
Oh, I got tons of futures on the Orioles.
No, I mean World Series is what I meant.
Not World Series, no.
Okay.
Bet them a little bit on to win the American League, but also, like, out of the gates, everything that you can imagine. Last team to lose, most wins in April, right. Longest winning streak, all that stuff.
Never been a better time to have skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook. A VSiN exclusive offer for new customers. At DraftKings, $500 bonus bet every $1,000 you wager. Earn up to $2,500 worth of bonus bets in your first 3 days. Code FTM. Download the app now. Use code FTM. $500 bonus bet every $1,000 you wager.
More opening day with Matt Vasgersian next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.